Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We have a correspondent live on the ground in Atlanta who's been experienced all that there has been to offer this week at the Super Bowl, and this guy's your buddy.
He is my buddy, and he is my dentist.
What do you mean?
Well, he's a dentist, and you might know him. He's a national celebrity, if
all
you will.
Right.
And he's probably the most important person that we could find on the ground in Atlanta.
Really?
But you might recognize him from the national commercial for whitening your teeth for Sensodyne.
You're kidding.
I swear, he's that guy on the commercial.
Patients get what they're asking for. They want whiter teeth. They're going to get it with this.
Really?
That's the guy, Dr. Andrew Silamiotis. Hi, Andrew.
Of course he's Greek. Doc, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. And Jane, can you believe it? Nobody anywhere around Atlanta asked for my autograph all week. It's been crazy.
I mean, you are the most high-profile person walking around. Forget Tom Brady. You've got Dr. Silamiotis.
That's right.
I love this. So this is our celebrity that's on the ground in Atlanta.
Correct.
It is a Greek dentist from Atlanta that's in the Sensodyne commercial.
But not
taking away anything from you, Doc. I just wanted to get the facts out there.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
I'm sure that you're willing to check the teeth of the Patriots team and the Rams if they asked you to, correct?
Well, I mean, that was part of the reason I volunteered this year. I spent lots of time wandering through the venues, and to tell you, there were so many more Patriots fans than were Rams fans. And I think it's maybe because there's a lot of confusion on who the Rams fans are, since I don't know if they're from St. Louis, Los Angeles, or where they're coming and going these days.
Yeah, the St. Louis fans are bitter.
Yeah.
And the L.A. fans, they're just fair weather.
But Andrew,
sure.
You're originally from Cleveland. Didn't the Rams come from Cleveland before they were in St. Louis?
No, that is incorrect as far as I can tell. The Browns, or the Cleveland Browns, they left Cleveland at one point, but they kept the name. So I'm always a Browns fan, even though I'm from Atlanta. I still strive to follow the Falcons, but I've always been a Browns fan.
But bigger than that, you are a huge football fan, and you have been to many Super Bowls, not just this one. So name off the Super Bowls you've been to, and then I want to find out what you've been doing on the ground in Atlanta.
So that's true. I have been to Miami when the Colts played the Bears. Unfortunately for you guys, the Bears lost that one.
Pouring rain. Sideways rain. That was a rough one.
That was when Prince had an unbelievable halftime show.
Yeah. Some say the best halftime show ever.
I've been to Detroit when the Steelers played the Seahawks. I've been to the Jacksonville game where the Patriots played the Eagles. And then in Houston where the Patriots played the Panthers. And in Atlanta in 2000, I actually volunteered here. So I guess you could say I'm kind of like a Super Bowl gigolo.
I don't understand the volunteering thing. Do they ask for volunteers when they come to town?
So they do. So there's a part of Atlanta that set this up. So I was basically like an ambassador or host volunteer. And they stationed us in different parts of the town. There's a little area here called Centennial Park. They built that up when the Olympics were here in 96,
sure. Yep.
But it's been used for a lot of venues. And this year, Jermaine Dupri was producing a full-on all-week live concerts, and it was free to the public. So all his fans, local people, out-of-town people came. They had music that were pretty much regional stuff going on. They had different booths from different corporations there kind of showing off their stuff. And it's a great view of the city. I mean, the city was alive all week long. With music, with lights and action. I mean, some of the hotels and high rises had plastered banners from all these different companies and Super Bowl kind of drawn on them. So it was kind of neat. There's a Ferris wheel downtown there too. And each of the little buckets was plastered each of the football teams. So when you look up, you see all the different football teams from the NFL kind of going around in a circle.
Boy, they do it all. The NFL does everything right, it seems like. Man.
Yeah.
And everything is sort of right there downtown, so it's easy to just be walking to all these different events and stuff.
Oh, for sure. The new stadium, which is I'm looking forward to seeing how that looks. It's they're going to put on a good show there with the Mercedes-Benz Stadium there. But all around there, they have the Super Bowl experience, which was right next door at the World Congress Center. So all the kids and adults that want to be kids can go out and run, pass, throw, do all these different things. And they had the Lombardi Trophy there. All the Super Bowl rings from all the different years were there on display. So, you know, but they had some high security there, too. So no one was walking out with any of that stuff.
What kind of celebrities have you seen in Atlanta since you were an ambassador for the city?
So I've seen a few people that just kind of from afar. Deion Sanders has been in town.
You can't miss those suits, man. He's all over TV this week, everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been, I think, everywhere I went where I saw a live shot going on, it was like Deion was somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
What about Giselle?
I didn't see Giselle. I saw Kraft from afar. He was
Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. Okay.
Of the Patriots. So, yep. You know, Atlanta is kind of bitter right now from 2 years ago. So a lot of Atlanta people aren't fans of the Patriots. Too many of those.
Remember the comeback?
Three shirts.
Yeah. Remember the comeback?
Wow,
yeah.
I forgot about mm-hmm. that. So you're saying that this whole entire city is full of visitors and everyone that lives in Atlanta or outside the perimeter are staying home and they don't want to have anything to do with it except for you.
I hear a lot of that. So some people in the suburbs are staying home, but there are quite a few locals kind of hanging out, too, and trying to enjoy the festivities.
We're talking with Dr. Andrew, one of Jane's friends who is on the ground in Atlanta. You've experienced this all week. You're going to the game today, right?
I am not. I'm going to, you know, sit in front of gate F and see if anybody notices me and maybe lets me in. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm the guy from the Sensodyne commercial. Let's go. Anybody got an extra?
Stand out there with a tube of toothpaste, maybe.
Well, you know, I'd try that, you know.
Or you could be cleaning teeth in the tailgate area.
So are you looking to scalp today?
No, I'm not. I'm not one to pay any money. There's a guy here in somewhere in Atlanta that got caught. I guess he sold almost $1 million worth of tickets and took off and never had the tickets. I think his mom was involved. Like, he sold $30,000 to his mom, and then he skipped town. So he's, I'm not buying any tickets from scalpers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe we can get you in the media tent.
I'll go for that, sure.
Can you eat popcorn if you're a dentist? I think there's going to be popcorn in the media tent.
Of course you can do that.
I can eat popcorn, and I encourage others to eat popcorn, especially ones without kernels being popped.
Who has better teeth, Tom Brady or Jason Goff?
You know, I have not examined either one of them. I've offered, again, my services during the whole week, but no one wanted to come into the office and get an exam.
From afar, they both look like they have pretty healthy teeth. You know, my brother's a dentist, so I'm kind of, you know, associated with it somehow.
Well, good. Then you probably floss your teeth every day, too, right?
Well, I love to floss. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. By the way, Dr. Andrew, you and Pete kind of look alike. You could be brothers.
I feel like I need to be on a national commercial like that and get some coin for it.
Well, you know, maybe I could work something out for you for that.
I appreciate
stand
that.
In.
So you're just going to stand outside the gate and try to get in today. When do you leave? When do you bail? Do you hear the national anthem and then you go to someone's house or you go to a bar? How long do you stay there?
You know, I'm going to probably just see if what the action is like. I mean, the weather here is unbelievable. It's supposed to get up to 61. Oh. So I'm probably going to hang out there. You know, if there's any parties going on there, if someone wants me to join them, sure. You know, if I don't get into the stadium, I'll be willing to come out to the parties.
Maybe you could sneak in and be a dancer on the field during halftime. Well, wear your volunteer
when
badge.
When you said you were a volunteer, they have those volunteers, those people that they bring on at halftime, you know, for the concert for Maroon 5. How do you get in there?
So, remember, I'm a dentist. I'm not a dancer.
You have to go to dance practice.
Yeah, but they have those kids that they rush in, you know, a crowd of people on the field. Maybe you could do that.
Sure. I can show them how to floss, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the floss is the dance.
The floss dance.
That's perfect.
Dr. Andrew, on the ground in Atlanta. And I hope you get in today. I really do.
Who are you rooting for?
You know, it's hard to tell who I'm rooting for. I've got family in the New England area, And, you know, I'm still a Browns fan. I can't root for anybody except for the Falcons or Browns. But as long as it's a good game. And
yes, I think we're all rooting for a good game today. That's what we want to see, is a good game. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, Doc. We hope you get in. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Andrew.
Sure. I wish everyone a great Super Bowl celebration tonight. And don't forget to floss.
All right. Take care. It's 720 WGN.